Autumn arrived this morning, but summer-like weather continues across our area as temperatures are on the mild side once again this afternoon. And this summer-like warmth will hold on for a little while longer as we start off the new season. But there are some big temperature changes in store for the weekend, and those fall-like temperatures are set to come in. So if you're itching for some cooler weather, well, you'll be reaching for those jackets and sweatshirts as we head into the weekend and early next week as temperatures will chill down. In fact, some areas of frost will be possible Saturday night into Sunday. But for now, things are quiet and mild across our area. Temperatures today are running above average, and as we head into tonight, we'll start to see those changes come in as a cold front approaches from the north. So clouds will increase, especially from the capital region on north and west, and there's even a chance for some showers north and west of Albany as the night moves along. Temperatures tonight will be mild, running mainly in the 50s and 60s, and some areas of fog are possible as we work through the overnight hours. And moving into the day tomorrow, that cold front will be crossing the region with a band of clouds, and a spotty or scattered shower or thunderstorm will be possible as we go through the day. Temperatures will be cooler across the north, running only in the 60s to around 70 along the Canadian border. It'll be much milder farther south, where temperatures come up into the 70s and 80s tomorrow. But that's going to be it for the mild weather as that cool rush of air comes in behind the cold front for the weekend, with highs on Saturday and Sunday mainly in the 60s with 50s in the mountains. And again, there is the potential for some frost Saturday night into Sunday. I do want to talk about the drought situation. The latest drought monitor was released this morning, and much of our area remains abnormally dry or in a moderate drought. The conditions are a little bit worse in portions of Connecticut and the Pioneer Valley, and also into the Berkshires, where there are pockets of severe drought and even some extreme drought in the Pioneer Valley. So even though we've had some rain, we are still in this drought for what looks to be quite a while. In the tropics quickly today, we have Tropical Depression Carl, which may threaten Bermuda. There are tropical storm watches there for the weekend. Tropical Storm Lisa is way out in the Atlantic and poses no threat to land. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers, low in the 50s to around 60. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, chance of a shower or storm, with highs in the 60s to lower 70s. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers, low in the 50s to around 60. Tomorrow, variably cloudy, chance of a shower or storm, high 66 to 74. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partly cloudy with areas of fog, low 56 to 64. Tomorrow, partly sunny, chance of an afternoon shower or thunderstorm, high 76 to 84. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, partly cloudy with patchy fog, low 56 to 64. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, chance of a shower or storm, with highs in the 70s. Region-wide on Saturday, a blend of clouds and sun, cooler, with highs in the 60s to around 70, some 50s in the mountains. And on Sunday, mostly sunny, with highs in the 60s and some 50s in the mountains. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.